Following Iran's Islamic Revolution of 1979, the whole country plunged into turmoil for a while. But once people voted for the Islamic Republic system of government, Ayatollah Khomeini called on people to elect a president. 30 years from that time, Iran is holding its 10th presidential election on Friday, June 12. On average, Iranians have gone to the polls once a year. 9 presidential elections have been held so far, excluding the June 12 over the past 3 decades. The first presidential election was held on 25th of January 1980. 107 candidates ran for presidency. Over 20,800,000 were eligible voters, but over 14,115,000 turned up at the ballot boxes, and 75.7% voted for Abul Hassan Beni Sadr, making him the first president of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
The first freely elected president, Beni Sadr, I think the government, what they called it, or the main theme of the government was like a transitional government. The government that trying to build a new system in the new Islamic Republic of Iran, build the foundation, install order after the revolution.
After holding the office for 17 months, Beni Sadr was impeached by the Iranian parliament on 21st of June 1981 for his mismanagement and was dismissed from office the day after. Accordingly, on 24th of June 1981, the second presidential election was held, which brought Mohammad Ali Rajai to power for a 4-year term. 4 candidates had been approved by the Guardian Council to run for presidency. But presidency came almost 1 year after the Iraq-Iran war had broken out. In the second election, 22,439,000 were eligible voters, but the public turnout stood at 64.24%. Rajai swept to victory with 90% of the popular vote.
Mr. Rajai, I think the main theme of his presidential time and government was the government of ideological principles. He was also trying to spread the living simple life, especially the higher government authorities should live simple, and also install the Islamic values within the government and countrywide systems.
But presidency did not last long for him. On 30th of August 1981, in a bomb blast at the presidential office, he and his prime minister Bahonar, together with a number of Iranian officials, were killed. Later, it became known that the terrorist Munafiqin Khal organization known as MKO had planted the bomb. In 1981, after the assassination of Mohammad Ali Rajai, Ali Khamenei was elected as the president of Iran by landslide vote in the Iranian presidential election. Ayatollah Khamenei had 3 rivals to compete with. Over 16,846,000 participated in the poll, and Ayatollah Khamenei won 95.02% of the total vote. Ayatollah Khamenei was once again re-elected as president in 1985 with 85.66% of the total vote.
During Ayatollah Khamenei, was the main issue was the war. It was the government of war, actually. It was the not only they had to manage the whole wartime government, but also they had to manage the country to keep the order and also to keep the lives of people as usual as possible.
The founder of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, in June 1989, the then president, Mr. Khamenei, was chosen by the Assembly of Experts as the leader of the Islamic Revolution. Therefore, the post of presidency for election. The next round of election was held in July of the same year. Only 2 candidates had been approved to run for president. Over 30,139,000 were eligible voters. 16,452,677 people took part in the voting, which means 54.59%. The 6th presidential election was held in 1993, and Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani swept to power after securing 63% of the total votes.
During the time of Rafsanjani was the reconstruction time. That's why it's called, or main theme was installing a new infrastructure, and it was a time to build new industries and do all damages, the repair damages of the war.
The seventh presidential election was held on May 23, 1997. Mohammad Khatami became the president. Over 36,466,000 were eligible to vote. In an unprecedented move, over 29,145,000 people voted, setting a record of 79.92% of public participation. Mohammad Khatami remained in presidential office after winning 67.77% of the votes for the second time.
During the Mr. Khatami's time, as we all remember, was the time actually and main theme of his government was the political development. In other words, participation of a wide variety of people in the government, and also the government of dialogue among the civilizations. He put some of his priorities as such as building new civil society. These were the main issues during his government.
Trace Ahmed Ahmadinejad. The two did not get the 50% of the votes plus one. Therefore, a runoff election was held for the first time in the history of Iran's presidential elections, which led to the victory of Ahmadinejad.
During the presidential time of Dr. Ahmadinejad, there were three or four main issues. First was the, as he mentioned, the government of justice, spreading justice, more justice among the people of Iran. Another central issue was the peaceful use of nuclear energy. As we remember, he spread the motto of the peaceful use of nuclear energy is our inalienable right. Another issue was the government of passion, government, kindness in the government towards the people. And then there was another one that redistributing the wealth and resources mainly among low-income people and empowering them more than the other type of people that they had advantage before that.
Now in the 10th presidential election, the race is among four candidates, including the sitting president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Iranian presidents are often re-elected to the second term, but this time, the tight and heated campaign has made predicting the winner difficult.
The 7th presidential election back in 1997 drew the highest number of voters to the polling stations, which was unprecedented after the national referendum in 1979. But analysts say the 10th presidential election has the potential to make history. B. Tehran.